Good morning. We continue with our study of the Chafetz Chaim's famous Hilchos Lashon Hara Klal Dalet. And the Chafetz Chaim has now been talking to us about how we might look at somebody who seems to constantly be involved in doing averus. He says, if a person is such a overt sinner, so you can talk Lashon Hara about him if he talks happy curses. But he says, wait a minute. If you have to watch certain limitations to this general blanket heter of Lashon Hara, and we tend to be pretty lenient on us while we're being strict on the other person. Says the Chafetz Chaim, for instance, let's say you're talking about a regular Jew who generally doesn't want to sin, but sometimes the person trips up, that's the way it goes, and you can assume he did something, and you're watching him do something, but it was an accident, or he didn't know any better. He didn't know any better that what he was doing was usur, or he thought it was a chumrah, that only special people are careful about. And even if you see him doing it many, many times, you can assume that what he's doing, he just doesn't know any better. You can't go ahead to start telling everybody else. He's going to get embarrassed within the process. And even by himself, he's not going to be embarrassed. And even if he says, or you say about yourself, I wouldn't mind if somebody did that about me, you're not allowed to hate the person about that. You have to give him the benefit of the doubt. And that's the mitzvah sase d'oraisa of betzedek tishpot amisecha, that you have to judge people within your nation favorably. However, says the Chafetz Chaim, if the person knew that it was usur and he knew that what he was doing was definitely an avera, somebody gets involved in really awkward relations. He has a relationship with his sister. He's a child abuser, God forbid. So, he's walking around eating things that are just totally usur to eat. Anyone who's a Jew knows you're not allowed to eat pig. And he's walking around and he's holding the pig's head or other things where everybody knows the issue. So look, if the guy is a normal person and he knows about other things, and most of the time he stays away from sin, right? And you saw him one time but quietly eating this particular issue, or involved in this relationship. A person's involved with a relationship with a married woman, or a woman who's involved in a relationship with a man. So in these pieces, I go to reveal that to other people, even when the person's not there. Because if you start revealing that to other people, that's an ashom asham. It's a terrible avera. Maybe this person did the tshuva already, and he's going to be in such pain in the process. And now, the tshuva is a serious tshuva process, and it's painful. But why do you have to be the person to add to the pain? And when you start talking about this avera in a larger crowd, it's going to cause an embarrassment. The other week we were talking about the revelations of religious leaders. There was a case in San Francisco a number of years ago where the evangelical priests got together and revealed the story of a woman and a man who had engaged in an extramarital affair in the church. It caused a major crisis legally, which we talked about at the time. But I always found myself thinking, the church had argued that they were doing this because this is part of the process of tshuva. It's biblically mandated to make sure that the person is shunned. And I wound up asking myself, and what about the biblical mandate to watch out from embarrassing people? There has to be a place to be able to talk about these things with the people involved. And there has to be a room for a tshuva. And if you don't do that, and you just start talking about it, it's limited. Even going ahead, as one of the Dayanei Ha'ir, as one of the judges of the city, right, you can't walk around and talk about it unless you have a second witness who can go ahead and support the position. Why? Because if you go ahead and talk on your own, and just share information on your own, even the Dayanim can't do anything about the situation. We call that a situation that happened with Zigud, right? Zigud got punished, says the Gemara Pesachim, because he came and he offered a testimony in front of the judges, in front of the Rabbanim of the city, right? And he came without a second witness. So all he did was engage in Lashon Hara. That's not acceptable. What we have to do is go over to the person and say, look, you can do better than this if you're willing to do so. and you should hold yourself back from the things that brought you to the situation, so you won't lead you to further sin. But try to do it very careful. Vizar hamochicho, says the Chafetz Chaim, when you're giving Musar, lidaber lo b'lashon raka. Do it in a softer way. Kadesh lo yachlimenu. Because what's going to happen if you don't is that the person is going to get embarrassed. He's going to be angry at you. Right? Be careful not to cause a sin in this situation. And even if the person is a benoni, is a regular person, and certainly if the person is a Talmud Chacham, and he just fell in his Yetzirah, you're certainly not allowed to be publicizing the Avera. And you're not even allowed to ask. Because if a person is a Talmud Chacham, he knows he did something wrong, he has to do tshuva. And so by the time you've already come to him, you can assume already that he's gone ahead and done tshuva. Now, if says the Chafetz Chaim in the footnote, right, the talking is going to keep somebody from engaging in a different Avera, so he has a responsibility to go ahead and offer that information. How and where and under what circumstances, and how and where and when to reveal, that's a halakhic question, not to be made simply by running around and screaming it out. There are Jews that discuss that issue. We have to be very, very, very careful. We'll stop here, and everybody will have greater things happen in the process. Have a great day.